So Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome all of you for this Nityananda Katha. I want to say that we have an amazing new habit, that is, when one program is going on, we are all silent and listen. I know this is very, very unusual in the Belkane, but we will try it. It is not a problem for us. So we need maybe a translation. Is that true? Govindanandan is there. What? A little time you need.
2 minutes,
no problem. So before starting, I need everyone's cooperation. You know, while we have this program, if we want to talk and need to talk, this is a human need, this is totally acceptable, but please do so outside of the rooms of the temple. And when you come in the room of the temple, now it's just listening and singing. Is this all right? We have to, not that we mix the two functions of talking and our devotees from London look at me with, my God, does Maharaj have to say this? Yes, he has to say it 5 times because we are in the Belkanes now. 5 times. I've only said it 1 time now. I will have 4 more times, 4 more announcements. You know, usually we don't talk like this, but because this is an inspiring atmosphere, we feel inspired. And then all of a sudden, preachati, preachati, preachati. It is all right. It is, the program is successful. But now we need to listen. This was now the second time. Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava
Kunya Vihari
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasodhanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Madhava Kunya Vihari
Madhava Kunya Vihari
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Do you remember? Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gita Gita, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gita Gita, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gita Gita, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gita Gita, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, please, in one voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So Hare Krishna, I want to welcome all of you very much to this evening at a holiday or a spiritual festival day, which amongst all the festival days has a special place. The special nature of this day is that on this day, that incarnation of Lord Krishna, who's known as the most merciful, has appeared. You know, we say Radharani is more merciful than Krishna. More merciful than Radharani is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But still more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nityananda. Yeah, this is... Now, if you look in your spiritual progress for the right path to take, you will most properly arrive at the realization that on your own strengths, it is not possible to really achieve the ultimate goal of your life. Has someone of you here already realized this? Who has realized? This is about one third. So the second third of the audience believes that by your own strengths you can go back to Godhead. Am I correct? If this is the correct view, then raise your hand. No, we are discussing seriously now. Of course we like to joke, but this is not the time in the lecture for joking. There's another time. If you want, I will tell you a joke which makes you red in the face. But now we are serious. Who of you feels that the ultimate achievement in your spiritual life is dependent on mercy? And now finally you start to think a little bit. This is a very important thing. Most of you, I think, don't think about spiritual life very deeply, but this is for today not our subject. Today we will think deeply. And this is very important. It's an important day, and we will just challenge ourselves to get out of our comfort zone and think about some deep things. Very important. My dear devotees, dear friends, I am deeply convinced in my own spiritual life that by my own effort I can only come so that far. But unless Krishna chooses to give mercy and pull me out of my own conditioned nature, it's very difficult. In the Kaliya Damana Leela, where Krishna subdues Kaliya, a very interesting episode happens. Kaliya was previously a devotee of Krishna, but due to some bad association, he forgot Krishna and actually turned against Krishna. So when Krishna finally had danced on his head and purified his head, he woke up to his common sense and he said, "My dear Lord, it is so difficult to give up one's conditioned nature that only you can make this happen." Because in India they say it's easier to push the Himalayas 1 meter to the left than to change one's conditioned nature. Have you ever tried to push the Himalayas 1 meter to the left? I think you have not even tried, because you understood I will not be very successful in doing this. But Krishna's mercy can transform even enemies of God and make them devotees, like he showed in the pastime of subduing Kaliya. Krishna's mercy is so great that Rupa Goswami prays to Krishna. He says, "My dear Lord, please don't stop punishing the wicked snakes. In my heart is another snake. It's the snake of envy. Please, you come into my heart and change this bad nature." So Krishna takes different manifestations, and the one manifestation of Krishna or incarnation of Krishna is Lord Nityananda, who is known to even show mercy to the most fallen people, Jagai and Madai. That is his fame. His fame spreads throughout the three world because he changed drunkards and murderers, actually, drunkards and, well, I know for sure, violent people, and made them devotees of the Lord. So will he not save us if we turn to him? I would like you to today reflect about a particular leela which has to do with Gornitai's appearance. A leela which has always enthused and inspired me. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur, before I start with this, has written one book called Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. And there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks about a very deep secret in spiritual life. He says that due to the advent, Gauranga Mahaprabhu expresses, due to the advent of Kali Yuga, the material disease is most prominent in the heart of the living entities and most difficult to cure. You know, in Kali Yuga, people know about Krishna and Krishna's abode, Vrindavan Dham. And they know about the holy name of Krishna. But because of offenses, they cannot relish Vrindavan Dham. They can't actually also appreciate Krishna so much. And this shows, when they chant the holy name, they actually feel distracted when they chant. This is due to the age of Kali. So what to do? You know, when a patient, when we have turned away from God and we are so ill that we cannot again turn towards God because we are so offensive, what will you do at that time? I want to phrase it in a different way. Imagine a person is very ill and very sick. But if the sickness becomes so big that he cannot take the medicine any longer, Jai Gaur Jagannath, do you think there's any hope for him? Imagine a person is so sick that and then there's medicine which can cure the disease, but when you give the medicine, the patient vomits, and there is no way how the medicine comes inside of him. Is there any hope? I Raj Kishore, you are a dentist, you are a medical man. That is impossible situation. So we in Kali Yuga have turned so much against Krishna and his holy name and his Dham. Although this is the only medicine for us, we seem to not be able to take it. When we chant, we seem to chant broken names. Is this, do you recognize? Yes, a title of a... We chant broken names. We just can't take the medicine properly. Is there any hope for us? Bhakti, Lord Chaitanya says, in such a dangerous case, only a medicine which is more powerful than the ordinary medicine can work and help the patient. And that medicine, you know, works when you only smell it from the distance, or when you sit near to the medicine, because and he says this medicine is the most merciful abode, Navadvip, that is Mayapur, and it's the most merciful names of Gauranga and Nitai, and it is the most merciful form, that is the golden form of Gauranga, and so on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says this is a secret which he has kept hidden in the Vedas. That in this age of Kali, where people can't take the medicine of God consciousness very easily, they still have a possibility to go to the most merciful aspect of Lord, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Some of you are readers of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and you have maybe found out that in the Adi Lila there is a section where it says people can repeatedly, again and again, chant the holy names of Krishna but not feel any love of God. Can you identify with this situation? Have you maybe also this experience that you chant it repeatedly and there is no love of God? Do you know why this is there? It is due to the horrible offenses of the age of Kali, which we all make. Now, then the solution is given. Although the people are in such a difficult state, that this is the case, nevertheless, if they take shelter of the names of Nitai Chaitanya, then it works. So I will say now the name Nitai Chaitanya. You know?
Nitai Chaitanya.
Yes, but you have to do it a little different, huh?
Nitai Chaitanya.
Wow. There's hope for you. It is said, simply by talking about Nityananda Prabhu, one awakens one's love for Krishna. Thus, all his bodily limbs are agitated by ecstasies, and tears flow from his eyes like the waters of the Ganga. I perceive that in this katha, this will happen to Premamurti Prabhu. Now, in the previous lectures, I have tried to encourage you to open the windows, and I see it has not helped, so I will do it again. Can we maybe have one window person for this session who will stay with this service? Now, let me do someone who's next there. Pavle, you have studied. You are intelligent enough to make a window open and keep it open. Please do this. And you know, they will protest in the beginning. You just don't listen. You say it 2 minutes and then you close it. I think what is there, can we also open this? Because we are many people and we are very excited, and I see already the attention goes down. So we want to keep this. Hare Krishna. Now I will stop offending my audience. I will talk. Hare Krishna. Kavikana Pura describes the life of Srivas Thakur. Pavla, you will have to stay with the window for some time. Yes, but it will be taken out. Please stay with the window and just watch it, and then after some time take it. So, n- Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Padarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyari Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasati Govardhana Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Listen to the story of Devananda Pandit, a great Brahmana from Navadvip, who was qualified enough to see with his very eyes Lord Krishna. But still, because something was not all right in him, he could not recognize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Because in this age of Kali, it is very difficult to understand these hidden incarnations of the Lord. The Lord has purposefully hidden his most merciful incarnation. And my dear devotee, if the Lord wants to hide something, he can really hide it. He thought, if those who are prideful will find out that the greatest mercy is available from Gornitai, they will misuse this. So therefore, the Lord kept his incarnation hidden from the proud people. But even a proud scholar like Devananda Pandit, whose qualifications were extraordinary, could learn the right thing and the right understanding. Devananda Pandit, with great care, explained every day the Srimad Bhagavatam to his students. But because he had no bhakti, he could not understand the essence of the Bhagavatam. If you have no bhakti, the Lord can stand before you. You can see him, but you will not see him. If you have no bhakti in your heart, it will not be possible for you to chant the holy names. If you have no bhakti, you will not value the Vaishnavas. If there is no bhakti in your heart, everything can be right before you, but still you won't perceive it. So, once there was the great, there was Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur's story is quite interesting, and I want to tell it here in brief also. Srivas Thakur was a Brahmana, but by bad association, he started to drink alcohol again. He became a thief. So when he turned 16 years old, you know, that's in the midst of puberty, when people really become loose. In his dream, a golden personality appeared. And that personality said, "Oh Srivas, if you continue like this, you will definitely die an early death. And we don't know where you will go as a result of your sinful activities. You have 1 year left, and then you will die. I don't know what will happen to you if you hear you have 1 year left and then you will die. I think, Marayanti, what would you do? I'm sorry, you would eat? Hare Krishna. Krishna. I wanted to give an intense lecture, but now my heart is melting with affection. You have bewildered me, Marayanti. Maybe I should not talk so intensely to all of you. It's just that somehow I feel like someone who has a room full of lions and tigers who jump around, and somehow feel like I have to keep you. But this is Croatia or Balkan. I have to get accustomed again to this liveliness. Srivas Thakur decided, this is a wake-up call. I have one more year to live. I better shape up and become good. Bodhidharma. So he became. So the day came when his death was expected, and on this his death day, he went to Devananda Pandit's Bhagavatam class. He thought, "Let me die and hear the Bhagavatam." This has happened in our movement also. There were people who knew they would die, and then they would go to the Guru Puja and die in the Guru Puja. That happened in Italy and in Raradesh. I think it's a very elegant way to leave the body. So Devananda Pandit also thought, let me listen to the Srivas thought, let me leave my body in the Bhagavatam lecture. So he went and listened to Devananda, and as Devananda was speaking, it became all dark before Srivas' eyes. He had sat on a veranda which was a little above the floor. When it became dark, he lost his sense of balance and he fell from the balcony down. And as he fell, he shouted, Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
Because it was his death, you know. He chanted and he was overwhelmed with signs of ecstasy. Devananda Pandit said, what is this unusual man doing? He's chanting Krishna, Krishna in my Bhagavatam lecture. That's a disturbance. And he told his students to carry Srivas outside. Srivas was carried outside, and much to his astonishment, he noticed he was alive. He was alive because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had warned him, in 1 year you will die if you continue like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had seen that Srivas Thakur had heeded or paid attention to the wake-up call and had become good in 1 year, and he saved his life. And later he became that famous Srivas Thakur whom you all know about. Now Devananda Pandit had made an offense. He had thought Srivas Thakur, as he was screaming Krishna, Krishna, was disturbing the Bhagavatam class. And he had looked down upon Vaishnavas. And because of this Vaishnava apparat, looking down upon Vaishnavas, he could actually never appreciate Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Gauranga Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, Devananda Pandit's eyes remained shut to his incarnation. And in his mind, he criticized the devotees who worshipped Lord Chaitanya. Now, when there was this kirtan of Gaur Nitai, which we heard this morning about, do you remember something about the kirtan? I think you do. Please raise your hand. Yes. It was so ecstatic that Gauranga Mahaprabhu cried in the kirtan, and it seemed that Mother Ganga was flowing from his eyes, and everyone became wet. What else was the quality of this kirtan? Yes, Michael? Millions of people and thousands of kirtan groups we hear. And Shisha? Mahaprabhu was expanding himself and went to different groups. Mm-hmm. I remember another thing, Amrita Kelly, you have also something? Lord Nityananda was around him like a bodyguard. Mm-hmm. Well, one thing which happiness was spreading all over the planet Earth and even beyond, so that Brahma and Shiva danced and lost all their misery. So During this kirtan, Mahaprabhu had instructed one brahmana. Do you remember his instructions? It's a little difficult, more difficult, I know, but may I help you? Yes. This brahmana had offended Vaishnavas and had spoken bad about kirtan, but Mahaprabhu had said to him, the same mouth with which you have swallowed poison should now be used to drink nectar. And then you will be cured from the effect of Vaishnava aparad. So, as the Lord was instructing this brahmana, Devananda Pandit arrived on the spot. Although he had the qualifications to see Krishna, only the Lord knew why he couldn't see Krishna. He was qualified, but because there was something wrong, he could not see. Now, he had spoken, who is this Gauranga? Who are this Nityananda? I have no faith in them. And then Lord Chaitanya left Navadvip by taking sannyas. Devananda Pandit, during that time, when Lord Chaitanya was not in Navadvip, had the good fortune to meet Brakeshwara Pandit, a personal associate of Lord Chaitanya. My dear devotees, Brakeshwara Pandit chanted and danced in the kirtan of Gauranga sometimes for 72 hours. That means 3 days non-stop. Some of my God brothers always say, if you really want to join the movement of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, it seems you need a spiritual body, you know, chanting and dancing for 3 nights and days. This is something. So, Brakeshwara Pandit was a dear associate of Mahaprabhu, and it says, if you simply remember his name, or anyone remembers his name, the whole universe can become sanctified. Would you like to say, Brakeshwara Pandit? He was always overwhelmed in ecstasy. And even the demigods on the higher planets, when they saw Brakeshwara dancing, you know, for these 3 hours, 3 days, they were simply amazed. Because he would dance in such a way that his feet would touch his head. And he would really dance, you know. We have one devotee, Annette, who can really dance. But Brakeshwara Pandit. Oh, Brakeshwara Pandit. When he would dance, all the ecstatic symptoms came up, like tears, shivering, perspiration, laughing, hair standing on end, roaring, and his whole body became white, like a white man. Who of you has the power to even understand Brakeshwara Pandit's ecstasy? What to speak of speaking about it? Now, it so happened that Brakeshwara Pandit once came to Devananda Pandit's ashram. And Devananda Pandit had the opportunity to associate with such a devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Devananda Pandit marveled to see the effulgence, the light coming from Brakeshwara Pandit's body. He was like walking and everything became light. He didn't need to have torches in the night. Devananda Pandit looked at this and he decided, let me serve this person. there came a time when Vakishvarapandit said to Devananda, I want to do kirtan. Devananda Pandit said, yes, 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 do. And then Devananda Pandit started to do his kirtan and started to chant for these 3 days and nights. That was his quota, you know. Do you know what Devananda Pandit did? He took a stick in his hand and he walked around near to the crowd, and he kept everyone a little bit at the distance so that Vrakeshvara had enough space. I can imagine the people of Bengal were a little bit like the people from Bosnia and Serbia and Croatia, who very male personalni, a little personally, and they came just very close. But then Vrakeshvara could not do his kirtan. So Devananda Pandit walked around like a lion with a stick, and they all kept the proper distance. And when Vrakeshvara would fall down unconscious on the ground, Devananda Pandit caught him in his arms. Affectionately, he would come and with his own hand clean the dust from Vrakeshvara Pandit's body. Now, while Vrakeshvara Pandit stayed with Gauranga Mahaprabhu, something happened in the heart of Devananda. Could you imagine what happened? Something like that, but something more specific. Something happened. He developed faith in Lord Chaitanya. In the Puranas it is described, when you have Vaishnava association, the result of it is that you develop faith in God. If you have no Vaishnava association, you will not really become very faithful. Especially this holds true in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. It's very difficult with our material logic to understand how they are God, because they behave so human. And very rarely they display their Aishwarya. There's one case where Lord Chaitanya showed his universal form, you know, the form which encompasses all the planets. But this he did only before the eyes of Advaitacharya. Krishna, however, showed 4 or 5 times his universal form. One in the Bhagavad Gita, you all know, then to the saint Uttanka. Then he showed his universal form in the palace of Dhritarashtra, and two or something more incidences. But Lord Chaitanya kept himself very hidden. So to develop faith in Lord Chaitanya is only possible if one has association with Vaishnavas, with devotees, who are devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Look at Devananda Pandit. From his birth he was religiously minded. He was detached. And he was very learned and did not even teach any other Shastra than Bhagavatam. He was only specializing on Bhagavatam, and he knew all the verses by heart and all the secrets of the he knew much about the content of the Bhagavatam. But he had no faith in Lord Gaurachandra. This mentality, this sinful mentality, was destroyed by the mercy of Vrakeshvara Pandit. Therefore, all scriptures put a big line under one sentence, that serving the Vaishnavas is superior even than service to Krishna. Did you know this? Because only by the Vaishnavas' mercy you can develop Shraddha, faith in Krishna. Without the Vaishnavas, we would not be faithful. Isn't that a wonderful point?
Aradadanam sarvesham Vishnu aradanam padam tasmat padataram devi tadiyanam samacharam.
Of all types of worship, says the Padma Purana, worship of Lord Vishnu is best, but better than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotees, the Vaishnavas. In the Itihasa Samuchaya, as it is quoted in the Govinda Bhashya to Vedanta Sutra, it said that there may be a doubt whether the servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will attain perfection. But there is absolutely no doubt that those who are attached to serving the Lord's devotees will attain perfection. Everyone can attain Krishna by first serving the Vaishnavas. So by the influence of Brakeshwara Pandit's association, Devananda Pandit, who previously was opposed to Gaurachanda, had now developed the intense desire to see Lord Gaura. And as Lord Gaura was sitting after this magnificent kirtan, which some of you have remembered, Devananda Pandit came to the Lord and offered his most humble obeisances. Well, the Lord did not want to see this humility in Devananda and called him to his side and said, "Sit next to me, Devananda." And then he said, "Knowing everything what happened in the past, you are able to see me only because you served Brakeshwara Pandit. Anyone who serves my devotee attains Krishna. You must know Krishna is in the heart of the devotee. When my devotee dances, Krishna dances." Then Devananda Pandit said, "My dear Lord, you are the most merciful, but I could not recognize you because previously I had offended your devotee, like Srivas Pandit, whom I had chastised and I had asked my students to carry him out of my Bhagavatam lecture. I have one request at your lotus feet. I am a very ignorant person, but I teach the Bhagavatam. Can you help me? How should I explain the Bhagavatam?" And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives his very, very famous instruction. He said, "Listen, Devananda, when you talk about the Bhagavatam, you should not talk about anything else than bhakti. Bhakti is the essence of the Bhagavatam. In the beginning, in the middle, and in the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service of Vishnu Bhakti is described as eternally perfect. Because the Bhagavatam glorifies bhakti, there is no book equal to the Bhagavatam." And he gave many, many instructions about the Bhagavatam. how Vyasadeva had written so much literature but felt dissatisfied at the end. So that Narada said, you need to glorify Krishna. And then Vyasadeva composed the Bhagavatam. He said, this is a Rasa Shastra, when you read the Bhagavatam properly, accepting Krishna Bhakti as the supreme, the Bhagavatam will drop with rasa, that means devotional mellows, devotional feelings. It will be like a mango, where the mango juice just drops into your heart. He said like this. My dear devotees, in this simple pastime, you have the two most powerful instructions, the complete instructions of our sampradaya. In the age of Kali, there is no better way than sitting with devotees and chanting the holy names and relishing the subject matters of the Bhagavatam. These two things are the perfection. One should listen to the Bhagavatam and to the holy name until no longer any material thoughts are in the mind. This is how you should take the medicine against the evils of the Kali Yuga. And in order to chant the holy name and to listen to the Bhagavatam, you should serve Vaishnavas. Nothing more needs to be remembered. Other instructions will make you unhappy, but this makes you happy. It's very simple, the process of Krishna consciousness. But sometimes, because we are wet with offenses, we cannot take it. It's almost like wood can very easily burn, but if it's wet, it just only smokes. So some of us are still smoking, but there is no fire in the heart. They are burning, and not with a clear light, but with dark smoke. That is because of the offenses. But don't give up. Don't feel despondent. In this age of Kali, make a sincere attempt to turn to the most merciful of incarnations, Nityananda and Chaitanya, and your life will be sublime. Do this while you serve devotees and listen to the Bhagavatam, and your heart will become free from misery. There is no other instructions necessary. There is no other knowledge required in the age of Kali. It is the safe and sure way. You only need to do it. Now, if you can't do it, you need to get a mental trainer, a coach, someone who can help you. And that should be a Vaishnava friend who is next to you and whom you asked, dear Vaishnava, don't give up on me. Teach me and give me the strength to follow your teachings. Then, my dear devotees, also everything can become happy. That's why we have Guru. That's why we have spiritual master. We have him as a Vaishnav coach, someone who helps us, who reminds us, even if it is sometimes painful and our mind does not like to listen and not like to follow. I have seen personally in our little Gora Bhavan, one of our devotees is reading every day about Gauranga Mahaprabhu in the Bhagavatam. It is very happy since he does it. It's a very easy medicine. Should we not give priority to that which saves us from the horrible effects of the age of Kali? How unfortunate if we can't take the medicine. And how even more unfortunate if we can't take the medicine which is more powerful than the original medicine, that is the holy name of Gauranga Nityananda and the holy name of Krishna and Mayapur Dham. I will go in a few days to Mayapur. Today or tomorrow. No, the day after tomorrow I will go. And if you want, I will pray for all of you. I will take a bath in the Ganga and can pray for everyone in this room. Is that a good idea? Good.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
please everybody. Hare Krishna. Krishna, I didn't see that you were all going to the deities. I would really love to say something personally now. It is a great honor for me to be amongst you who are all devotees of Krishna, and we will very soon start talking like anything, but it's still lecture time, so please, if possible, stay with us for just a little bit more, and then afterwards we will really talk like anything. So it's very nice to serve you. You know, when one tries to do this for a few decades now, obviously I asked myself, how can you come to a higher level? I have asked one devotee, how do you find the festival? And I got two types of responses. One was the devotees who had come to, and are here, and they like the atmosphere in Croatia and Bosnia, you know, all of your association very, very much, because they notice how alive and natural you are as human beings. That is a remarkable thing which I also very much learned from you and still learn from you, this you know, this dimension of this human dimension, I would say. But I got also another response, which, you know, if someone asked me, how do you like the festival, I can see that for many of you life is a little bit more difficult than it was when the world was younger, let us say it so poetical, than last year. It is, one can see this in your faces. One can see it especially if one looks at your mouth. It is more closed. It is showing that you have experienced what is the pain of the heart and what is broken hearts. One can see that very clearly. It speaks through your eyes. When one looks in your eyes, one sees a little flicker in your eyes. It is very visible when one looks. One can see disappointment. It's really normal symptoms of Kali. And naturally the question at that time is, what will we share with these devotees? What can our tradition offer to them so that they will listen again and not talk, for instance. For a lecturer, it is important, you know, when he sits down, he doesn't feel he's like a TV where talking talk goes on and the TV also goes on. What to give to you, which you will take from here? And this is a question which I also asked myself, obviously. How to conduct my spiritual life in such a way that Krishna consciousness will not remain a theory, but it is a practically experienced fact. This is something which I think we should ask ourselves. Now, do you hear, Radha Kripa, what I hear? Would you like to act upon what you hear? I stumbled over a quotation which helped me very much. It was from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He said, Krishna is always together with Radharani, you know everything. In the same way, the holy name must always be together with talks about Krishna or Krishna Katha. Only then, when Krishna is with Radha, is Krishna complete. The same as with chanting. Only when the chanting is with the Swarup Shakti, that is, talks about Krishna, then it comes together. But beyond this, which is a spiritual advice, we have thought discussed for many years, we have something else to offer. That is the Tree of Life, which offers a formula for people to become more stable and not so easily disturbed. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says you can only practice really Krishna consciousness if you have some type of emotional stability, physical stability, it means healthy, and also the right means of income. And if you are also socially capable, you can interact with human beings in a right way. Otherwise, he says, you cannot path through life very smoothly. You will always come on the same obstacles, on the same hurdles. Just like a tree requires strong roots and a good trunk and also an overarching crown, you as a human being require your spiritual roots, but you also have to take care of the trunk of your life, that is, your physical and emotional well-beings. And you have to also learn to not just be, it's called in modern verse, self-referential. What this means is just concentrated on your own little world. But you have to learn to be compassionate to others, which you will automatically do when you have strong roots, means a good spiritual life, and also a physical and emotional well-being. Many of us search for spiritual life because they do not have emotional well-being. We attract many people who are quite unstable and who hope in our association to become stable. But it's for them it is important to know that yes, we can take care of spiritual roots in our tradition, but you have to take care of the trunk of your tree, your physical and emotional cultivation. There are a few things which you can do to cultivate your life physically, on the physical and emotional platform, which are described in the in our book, The Tree of Life. There are, you know, for physical well-being, you obviously require the right diet and some regular exercise, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and healthy sleep also. Yeah? For emotional well-being, you require to develop your subtle body. You need to require things like remembering, meditation. You need to cultivate kindness towards others. It's very important. Otherwise, you will always have holes in your subtle body, which every cultured person can notice. This book comes out, The Tree of Life in Sattva Gun, The Tree of Life in Dharma, because, believe me, if you don't cultivate these other areas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, your life will come to an undue end. He's very graphic. He says another thing, you might become even atheistic and sinful if you don't have emotional well-being. You become so desperate that you do anything and become even atheistic. It's very important. Srila Prabhupada spoke about this area in his life as saying he had given half, that means the root of the tree of life, but he had not yet given what he termed as vanashram, you know, a system which takes care of the others, the trunk and the crown, or the social well-being, or the physical and mental well-being. I sincerely urge you to also think about this, because if you only hear repeated spiritual instructions, but your physical and mental existence is so disturbed or so fragile, you will not actually able to practice these instructions. There is a strong objection to what I say. The objection is, but Sachinandan Swami, this is not spiritual. Physical and emotional, that's material. We are a spiritual movement. We should not talk about these things. Bhaktivinoda Thakur answers to this objection or to this doubt, which maybe is your own doubt also, because you came and wanted and you thought just by chanting everything will be all right, and you are surprised that it is not after 10 years or so. He says, yes, these physical and emotional rules, he calls them, are not spiritual, but he says they are necessary so that you can approach Krishna. And he gives an example. He says, in the morning, we take a shower. That's not spiritual. It's water washing over sweat and so on with soap. But taking a shower qualifies you to go on the altar. In other words, he says that only a person who has a physical and emotional well-being will be able to serve Krishna throughout his life. The only exception to this rule is a person who is like Sanatan Baba. It's a person in the name and the book Broken Names. A person who has already developed raga or ecstatic absorption in Krishna. He does not need to keep any attention to physical and emotional roots. But others will not be able to survive in their spiritual practice. I've seen this again and again, that devotees have tried so hard by cultivating only their roots, but their lives has remained in shatters. They have not been able to make substantial spiritual advancement, and they are often political and envious and have lower feelings in their hearts. So this is an important thing, and I will this year beg your blessings in a way, or your understanding. I will not travel as wild as last year, you know. You may say, yeah, you may say what you want. We know you just came from London, you are now here for 3 days, and then you are in India. I agree. Today, this is the beginning of the year, still a little crazy. But when I return, I have put really substantial time to work on this system. We presented this in London, the Tree of Life, there are a few very, you know, well-grounded devotees, like Naveen Krishna. You have to see Naveen Krishna. Naveen Krishna. And he has founded 5 schools, and he has a plan to make 100 schools. He's really like a visionary, and he really walks his talks, and he has been very, very encouraging in developing the Tree of Life, and has, when we have presented this book, it's a workbook, Govindanandan has it because he's interested in it, in these things. Then the devotees were really giving such praise of the book. I felt really encouraged, like anything. I really request you, don't tolerate a life where you are not yet in, which is not all right. Don't be satisfied with a life which is, where you see mistakes, where you see problems, and look for solutions. I know if we just preach now spiritual things, your questions in life will not always be fulfilled. Still, I beg you, during this 3 days of festival, give your time and your attention to just chanting and listening about Krishna, although it may in the beginning sound unusual, or these descriptions, you don't know why this point, why that point. Just listen, it will come very clear in your mind, and you will discover jewels. For the 3 days, we will just take care of that. But then, after this year, I mean this year's work year, but we hope next year, or maybe it will take 2 years. I mean, the whole thing takes generations to develop, I know, but at least I think in 1 year, 2 years' time, you will be able to have something in your head which is like a guidebook. Gadara has encouraged me, you need to put this in a book which everyone understands and which gives guidance, and I will try to work on this. Yes. I don't know if I'm very, I can really, I think you notice I'm trying to open my heart, but I'm a little shy in doing this. I think every one of us would to do this before so many people and in an atmosphere which is sometimes not so friendly, you know, not your atmosphere. I'm talking about the international. Anyways, here only friends are. I should not be so careful. Trying to open my heart. I'm trying to share with you that it is possible for every one of you to come to a spiritual level, but you need to most properly look a little bit deeper into what is real Bhakti Yoga, how does this work, and then also how do I support my life. My dear devotees, you may say, but Sachinandan Swami, we are talking very practically. I have no job and I need 250 euros a month. And this is a minimum, you know. How will your tree of life help me to get 250 euros a month? Let's be practical now, or 500 euros or whatever. I know, and I'm very convinced, and I've seen many devotees applying this principle. If you are willing to look at the issues in your life and correct the wrong where it is, that everything will magically come together. There are now books out, trainers out, who say if you fix your mind and you're not all over, then everything is possible. They give proofs and the blah, blah, blah. You know, there's, and they have tremendous success in this. The problem is that we are not present with our mind. We are not looking at the issues. And we also don't accept help or advice by people who know more than us, because we are... We need still a little bit more time in the process of the universe to become more mature. But if a person just is willing to look at the signs and willing to learn, he will easily come out of these, it's called bottleneck situation. Do you know what is a bottleneck? When you have a bottle, you know, where you drink, say, grape juice. Well, the bottle is like this, and then it gets narrow in the up. Yes, this is called a bottleneck, the end of a bottle.